So I'm driving on my way to Grandview on State Highway 63, and there's water running over the road. Up ahead, some cars are making it through, but I don't want to press my luck.
But if you just go slow so your engine don't get too overwhelmed with water.
That's Jack Penninen. He lives nearby in the Bayfield County town of Mason. Penninen drove through the water on his way back from Grandview, but he says he wouldn't have tried it Monday night.
If you went up the road here and you seen on the highway how it washed it out, it's just massive. And there's probably 60 feet down to the bottom, and it took all of that out. And then there was a house on North Sweden Road. It came through that, and it flipped the tractor on its side. It took two of the sheds and put them on the other side of the road.
Bayfield County Sheriff Paul Susanka says it's important people heed road barricades where there's washouts or standing water.
Because there could be slight damage or there could be tremendous damage.
Bayfield County Highway Supervisor Tom Tepfer says crews are putting in long hours to repair what they can.
They were out at 2 o'clock in the morning of the storm. I don't think they got done that night till 7 o'clock at night. We do not have the staff to work around the clock.
Tepfer says they hope to have most roads open by the weekend. But people driving north to south on Highway 63 or east to west on US 2 are forced to use long detours that take them hours out of the way in some cases. Bayfield County Tourism Director Mary Motif says it's not what they'd like to see during their busiest season of the year.
And so if people can just take a little extra time in planning on their way here and keep their plans, it would really help our tourism businesses a lot.
In Ashland County, crews are putting down piles of dirt on the shoulder of roads to help keep them from eroding, including Kim Riccola with the Ashland County Highway Department.
We still don't know where all the problems are yet. There could be pipes that are failing that we haven't inspected or anything yet. So we got our hands full, and it's going to take some time to make sure everything's up to snuff.
At the Ashland Post Office, some mail is piling up because road closures have prevented carriers from reaching the Bad River Reservation, according to Postmaster Mark Tim.
It's very difficult to service some of the people, but speaking with some of the tribal members and the highway department, hopefully in the next 2 days, we'll be able to get the majority of the community delivered.
At Ace Hardware in Ashland, floor manager Kayla Wilson says more people have been coming in for sub pumps to get water out of their basements.
I mean, I even know in my basement it was squirting out the brick wall. Ours got up to like 4 or 5 inches, but there's people that are coming in saying that theirs are in feet of water, so.
Governor Scott Walker has declared a state of emergency for 8 counties, including Ashland and Bayfield. Local officials are working to find relief from the state's disaster fund. Without it, they say their budgets will be underwater. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.